My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Time now to open up the Junkie Sports page presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Lurch.
Yes, sir.
Question for you from Joe.
How much am I getting?
You're getting question. Zero. This is for all of us. Did you guys, because I don't know the answer to this.
Sports page lead?
Yes. Did you guys ever get hooked by Lobster Maine from Chantilly?
Lobster Maine.
The guy that called?
Did we ever get hooked? Do you remember that, Valdez or Draft?
I don't think so.
I don't recall eating any form of
lobster. Well, I think he said come on out to the restaurant. I don't think he was going to deliver here.
Okay.
But no, I haven't gone.
And then we got a golf hookup here. Have you ever played the Glen Labor Day golf outing at Stonewall? Have you ever played at Stonewall?
Many times.
You like it?
Stonewall's great.
All right. So if you want to get hooked up, we can get hooked up out there.
My buddy John Schoenfeld, who used to be the head pro at Stonewall, is now he's running the company that's refurbishing Beacon
Where
Hill.
Where is that? I feel like I know.
Stonewall is out in Gainesville.
Yeah. Okay.
It's right near RTJ.
Gotcha.
I think you can see RTJ from one of the holes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's really nice. But Beacon Hill is coming back. Do you remember Beacon Hill?
I know the name.
Beacon Hill was probably the hardest golf course in the area when it was up and running. Now it's been shuttered for 20 years.
Yeah.
But a company bought the land and they're refurbishing it and they're going to try and make it a little bit easier.
It's your bit for Lake Arbor. There's still hope.
And you know who designed it?
Beacon Hill.
The original? Johnny Miller.
Oh, that's your new best friend.
But they said, Johnny, you're done. You made it too hard. So they got somebody else design it.
Hey, do you know that I had someone DM me? Uh-huh. I think his name's Mike. I got to go back and go through it. It's the nicest offer in the world.
Okay.
He asked me to come down to Louisiana play in his member guest in October.
That is nice. A nice offer.
Going to fly you down there?
He said he'd put me up and everything.
Yeah. You just have to get there, but he'd put you up. And
put me up.
Is it a super nice course, or is it just
I didn't really look into the course.
Are you thinking about doing it just because you get sized?
You're becoming America's golf guest.
I mean, that's just it's just too much.
Yeah.
And plus, I think I have something going on that weekend.
Too much pressure, too?
No. I don't care about the pressure, but it's just, I'm going to Louisiana to go play in a member guest.
Well, you definitely fly, because we drove there, and it's a nightmare to drive to Louisiana.
Maryland he ain't driving,
or, West Virginia, someplace close. That makes sense. Louisiana,
basically I'm a tour player.
Yeah. You negotiate. That's fine. You can be a professional guest, a member guest. America's guest. If he pays for your flight and he provides you a lodging, you're open to it. Would that be fair to say?
I would be. I'd be more open to it.
Yeah, if you pay for my flight.
So he didn't offer the flight. He just said he would put you up.
He said he'd put me up.
Yeah.
Flight's
gonna be $300 probably.
Yeah, put me up. Every set, everything taken care of.
Yeah,
meals.
But he's like some rich country club guy. He didn't care.
He just sounds reluctant.
You can be a poor country club guy. Trust me, I've seen poor country club guys.
No, I understand. But if he's enough that he's gonna put you up, and he probably doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. There's plenty of poor country club guys, no doubt.
So. This is the greatest listeners ever. Literally, when we go play in their member guests in Louisiana,
it's funny.
That's great.
I know.
Great compliment. Look, Mar has just discovered the junkies' tentacles.
That's right.
Valdez has been taking advantage of
the hookups.
What an awesome life.
What about Drab? Drab, have you really taken advantage? You haven't really taken advantage. You haven't really.
I'm not as desperate.
He had somebody give him 10 grand to bet with, and he ended up.
That's true.
You're talking about he stayed on vacation in two places for free.
He has a stand.
You guys act like that was some sort of hookup. He went to Lancaster and Ocean City.
I know, but his stays were free.
All right. He stayed in some dude's nub's place.
Drab has stayed at a condo on the beach in Ocean City.
All right.
Drab has a standing offer to play tennis at Trump Country Club with like the female
the pro,
but like the person that won their club championship.
Oh, really?
Yes. Nice. And he hasn't taken her up
on it. You're scared she's going to smoke you or something?
No, she probably would. I'm not
probably
scared.
Probably would. She's the club champion.
Yeah, yeah.
She would smoke.
I don't understand why you were lucky to do it.
No, I will. I don't even know her yet.
Yeah.
It was, you know, Valdez's friend that asked me to play.
Oh, okay.
Just go out and hit with her.
It's on the agenda. You will do it at some point, you think?
Well, not because of that it's that, you know, a really nice place. I mean, I'll play tennis with somebody at a park. Right. I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, you go to Cowboy Todd's. You're not going to go play at Trump with the silly club champion?
Yeah, I will. It was like a week ago he asked me about it.
All right.
He's got twins. He's got a busy life.
All of us just work 4 hours a day and punch out and drink cocktails and hit golf balls all day. What? I mean,
you should try it.
You've earned it.
Thank you.
No doubt about it, but I'm not at that point in my life.
I'm going to go home, take a nap, go meet my son in College Park, have a late lunch. I've got a good Friday lined up. I'm good.
I keep forgetting it's a holiday weekend. So silly.
Well, I don't know how you're forgetting
that. Please come in on Monday.
I will come in. It's just that it's just not something I'm thinking about today.
Well, in the list of like holidays, it's way down. Now it's equivalent because you get a day off. But I mean, it's Labor Day. It's the end of summer. It's a little bit depressing.
Yeah.
But oh, you no, do it's get not a day depressing. Off. Which is key.
Labor Day is awesome.
You think it's awesome?
Memorial Day is better because you're pumped for summer.
Football season. I mean, come on.
Football season's cool, but I like summer. I'm with you. I like
summer's
summer.
Great.
Yep.
All right, what do you got? Lead story.
Summer is over.
Got to be Brandon Ayuk.
Thank God. Oh, okay. Our long national nightmare is officially.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I'm surprised it took this long. But
yeah.
I'm not surprised he resigned.
No one should be. I think I get the back padding machine. Can you get it out?
Why?
Let me tell you why.
You act like it ever goes away. Like it ever leaves the back of your chair.
I don't know where the hell it is. I've yet to see it.
What is your angle on the Brandon Ayuk back padding?
Okay, just go to the tape. I told you, he showed his cards at the very beginning with this hold-in stuff. It's like he had no leverage. This guy's already shown it's smart. He's not going to pay all these fines. And then so he did the whole hold-in thing. And as soon as the rubber meets the road or whatever the cliche is, where they're going to start fining him, he's either going to come in and play for what they're already offering, or he's going to sign the deal.
You weren't the only one who said that.
Okay.
I said he was going to resign. Go to the tape.
We all thought he was going to stay in San Francisco.
I said there's no chance he's going to get traded. He's going
to
resign.
No, but I called it almost to the day. I said as soon as the fines start, he's gonna cave, and that's exactly what happened.
I mean, that's common sense. He's not going to.
No, some guys. Trent Williams is not common sense. He doesn't care. He's paying the fines.
Well,
but
he also has a lot more money in the bank than Brandon Ayuk.
Of course he does. But no, I get back padding machine. I get credit.
I've never seen anybody that craves credit more than this guy.
He had the weakest position. It's smart, but he had no leverage because you've already showed you don't want to pay
any fines. Any leverage that he had was ruined when teams like the Patriots and the Browns expressed interest and had deals for him, and he said, no, not interested in going there. I don't want to go to your team.
Right.
And
then
I saw that and said,
I think he would have done it for money.
He doesn't want.
No, they offered more money than the Niners, allegedly. And he said, no.
More guaranteed money?
Don't want to go there. So then he punted any little leverage that he had away.
Right.
Well, he also knows that he doesn't want Deshaun Watson throwing the ball.
Right. Or unproven Drake May.
And he wants a chance to maybe win a Super Bowl.
And then the reports
And he got paid more than double what his salary was.
The reports are that he signed the deal that's basically been on the table for almost a month. They didn't make any tweaks to the deal.
$30 million.
he just looked at the money and said, you know what? $30 million a year is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I should take this deal.
And he went from getting $14 million guaranteed this year to getting $76 million guaranteed.
That's a nice jump.
And $47 million to be paid before April 1st. Think about that. He's going to get $47 million in his, well, obviously taxes.
Right.
All right, so half of it. In his bank before April 1st.
So CD Lamb, Brandon Ayuk, they'll take care of. The only one left is
Chase. Jamar Chase.
But he's got 2 years left on his deal.
Yeah, but he's agitating and he's holding in. Yeah. He's doing the same bit. He'll sign his deal probably the next day or two.
Yesterday he got to practice 15 minutes after it started in street clothes. He said
just walking around.
Walking
stalking.
Around. Now that Ayuk is signed, they gotta go get Chase signed.
Yeah.
Unless you want to, you know, be a worse team than you already are. Let's go get some receivers and sign their ass.
Despite that, I think we still have a lean on the Bengals should be our week one survivor pick, hosting the Patriots.
Mm.
That's my early lean.
I don't know.
About a week out.
You don't think Brissett can...
Scares me a little bit because he's
not
capable.
A rookie.
You're not starting Drake May.
Yeah, it's not a rookie.
He's capable, but I think the Patriots are just so bad and under-talented that the Bengals should beat them. Even if Chase is on the sidelines or he's reduced because he hasn't been in camp.
All right, so you got college football. Obviously, had 21 games last night. No upsets. A couple teams were scared, like Colorado, like NC State for a bit.
I was rooting hard for NC State to lose because a couple of guys in the survivor pool picked NC State.
I was too.
They pulled away from Western Carolina.
Yeah, they ended up scoring 21 in the fourth to pull away. Rutgers beat Howard 44-7.
Right.
The Howard coach, Larry Scott, was pissed because Rutgers scored with no time left.
Oh, they did? That's,
they could have just...
That's kind of classless.
They scored with no time.
Why did they do that?
Because Greg Schiano said, I want to score a touchdown.
Right.
So you know what? Maybe it was to cover the spread because I think they were 35.5 and they won by 37.
That coach may have been pissed, but then he went and picked up whatever guarantee check Rutgers is stroking Howard to get
probably beat down. 500 grand.
Actually, I think that was the line.
Was it?
Well, it was 35.5 for a while. Maybe it went up, yeah.
Hey, coaches do that. The alums, they bet on their teams.
Right.
And coaches...
They try to hook them?
Yeah, they hook them all the time like that.
Oh, maybe they hooked them last night.
Yeah, I saw that. It said, first bad beat of the year.
Yeah.
Rutgers scores touchdown with 7 seconds left.
Yes.
Well, and they also, they want points, right? Like, don't they just want to beat the crap out of teams to... For polls and that sort of
thing?
Well,
I mean, that's for teams that have a realistic
shot. That's not
going to
really affect it.
At competing for the national title.
Honestly, it's alums who are betting on their team.
All right.
Yes. They get sized that their team covers.
Right.
I think Harbaugh used to do that at Michigan, too.
So
he would get sized to cover for the alums.
Yeah. Well, it's just interesting that they did that. So tonight you've got five or six games. You know, Oklahoma's playing Temple. First look at Jackson Arnold, Oklahoma's new quarterback. Michigan State's going to play Florida Atlantic. Duke will play Elon. Duke has a new quarterback, Malik Murphy, who comes in from Texas. He was the backup to Ewers. And then TCU's playing Stanford. Is Stanford in the ACC? Yes, they are.
Yes, they are, along with Cal.
That is crazy.
Which makes a lot of sense.
Cal has four.
And SMU.
Cal has four coast-to-coast road trips going from Cal Berkeley to the East Coast. Four. Yeah. Now, not all of them are ACC schools because they play in Auburn.
Right.
Well, actually, Auburn's not on the coast, but they got four long-ass flights this year.
A lot of travel.
All right, so tomorrow, we've got a bevy of games locally. We've got Maryland playing UConn. We've talked about Virginia Tech playing Vanderbilt. That's a 12 o'clock East Coast time game. But it's 11 o'clock game Nashville time.
Ooh, that's an early start.
And I had to remind myself that multiple times yesterday that the kick tomorrow is at 11 a.m.
I'm going to guess not a lot of aggressive pre-gaming from you, tailgating.
We'll find a spot. I don't know where, but there's just a lot of people. I know so many people going down for this game.
Yeah.
So we'll have to find a spot. I don't know if it's going to be at a hotel bar or if it's going to be in the parking lot of the state. I have no idea. But
what are your accommodations?
Staying at a hotel called the Hutton. I don't know.
I don't know anything about it. Let me see this spot.
I went to hotels.com and I looked at hotels that were near Broadway or
boutique hotel in Nashville.
Yep.
Hutton Hotel.
How many
luxury
stars?
Hotel in Nashville.
How many stars is it getting?
I don't know.
I hope it gets a lot. JMU is going to play Charlotte on the road. Bob Chesney's first game as head coach of JMU. Of course, he came in from Holy Cross.
Let me guess the line here. Charlotte is usually pretty bad. It's JMU laying, like, I'm going to say 17 and a half points.
No, it's under 10.
Really?
Charlotte's got a bunch of guys banged up. They've got nine starters hurt. And I'm not sure if all of those guys are going to miss, but they got nine starters hurt.
Doesn't Charlotte have the coach, I don't know his name, who coaches like in a cut-off sleeves, a bit of a donk?
Yeah. It's a Pogey.
Yeah, I don't know.
They almost beat Maryland, right?
I think it was closer than people would have liked. I don't know if they almost beat them, but it was probably more competitive for longer than people had hoped, from what I remember.
Old Dominion is going to play on the road. My buddy Brian Wilson's son, Grant Wilson's the coach, and they're playing South Carolina on the road, so we'll see, root for them. It's going to be a tough out. Bunch of, you know, stud matchups as well for Saturday. Clemson, Georgia is going to lead it off at 12 o'clock, playing in Atlanta. Clemson's 14, Georgia's 1. Penn State's going to go to West Virginia. Penn State's 8. You've got Texas A&M, Notre Dame. Sunday, you've got LSU.
Who's Notre Dame's quarterback now?
It's the transfer from Duke, Riley Leonard.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different players. I mean, different quarterbacks transferring because the portal's crazy. Another new quarterback at Miami, Cam Ward, comes in from Washington State. They're playing Florida, 3:30. So if you got nothing going on tomorrow, you're just sitting around watching.
You think I'm not
going
to watch the Terps give the beatdown to UConn tomorrow and Jim Mora Jr.?
I've got a ton of Moneyline parlays.
By the way, Maryland beat Charlotte in 2023. There's a second game of the season, 38-20.
Real quick, in golf, Tour Championship, first round down at Eastlake. It looks so hot and humid down there. These guys are sweating bullets. Scottie Scheffler, of course, started at 10 under because of the staggered scoring system, which is kind of shaky, but he went 6 under yesterday, so he's 16 under. I think he's got a 7-shot lead at the Tour Championship. And
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Colin Morikawa had 6 straight birdies. I'm going against Colin Morikawa. I've got Sam Burns. Sam Burns played pretty well. He was 4 under. Mm. Colin Morikawa had 6 consecutive birdies yesterday. Mm. He's at 9 under, so I'm losing to him by stroke.
Peterville.
How's Sam Burns doing?
He's at 8 under.
Not bad.
So
that was your Cider Cup guy?
I'm going head-to-head with Buddy Christensen from Golfdom. But I'm down $115 to him, and I put it all up on the Tour Championship. Double or nothing.
You put it all on the line. I like it.
I said, Sam Burns, $115 on you.
Shipped them all in on him.
So I need Sam Burns to finish ahead of Colin Morikawa. But a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
A little bit later in the show, we got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies, 7 o'clock. Mercedes Moné is going to join us in studio, an AEW wrestler. Mm. And we will talk more Virginia Tech football. Bill Roth, the play-by-play voice, joins us at 9:45 here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.